Many rural hospitals are facing extinction. That's in part because of the way they're paid by the federal government for the Medicare patients they serve.
The Medicare reimbursement formulas is almost like a dark art. You know, how do you figure it out?
That's Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner. He's sponsoring legislation to increase the Medicare reimbursement rate in rural areas.
It would mean certain areas where, at least on the surface, it appears hospitals are overly reimbursed, areas like Massachusetts. This would be an evening out, and that's why I think you're seeing a number of senators from both parties join this effort, because this is not just a Virginia-specific problem.
The legislation is called the Fair Medicare Hospitals Payment Act of 2016. It changes the index for payments to hospitals from a regional one to a national one. Currently, hospitals get federal dollars based on a wage index tied to the local economy. But the senators want to set a national index that would benefit rural hospitals. Warner says rural hospitals are currently losing out on millions of dollars that they desperately need to survive.
We've actually seen hospitals in Virginia close because of these fiscal strains. And nothing is more key to a local community than having a hospital that's up, functioning, and able to keep its doors open.
According to the Virginia Hospital Association, more than 20 rural hospitals across the Commonwealth would benefit from the tweak being proposed by Warner and Virginia's other Democratic Senator, Tim Kaine.
And a lot of rural hospitals, because they can't buy the volumes that other hospitals do, they don't get volume discounts, so they're paying more and get reimbursed less. So this is an effort by a number of us who've seen this problem to fix the funding formula so that rural hospitals don't get inappropriately penalized.
But Kaine and Warner also argue the big thing hurting rural hospitals across the Commonwealth is the refusal from Republicans in Richmond to expand Medicaid under Obamacare. Kaine says that keeps more than 400,000 Virginians locked out of the healthcare system, thus keeping hospitals from recouping those dollars.
The refusal of Virginia to take Medicaid expansion has already led to one hospital closing in Lee County, which is in the coalfields of Appalachian. They've said, look, if we had the Medicaid expansion instead of all this uncompensated care for our low-income clientele, we would get significant compensation, and we would stay open.
Republicans beg to differ. They say the state would eventually be put on the hook for those new Medicaid patients. They also argue the decision by UnitedHealthcare, the nation's leading insurer, to pull out of the healthcare exchanges set up by Obamacare shows the entire system is unraveling. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman says the whole system needs revamping.
I think invariably prices will go up. So the whole idea of the Affordable Health Care Act, I think, then goes out the window. So I do think it has a tremendous effect on how this system of Obamacare is supposed to work.
But Senator Warner argues the skittishness from health insurance companies over Obamacare is to be expected at this early stage.
Part of that, I think, is due to the fact that, you know, we are still in the early stages of a relatively new program.
Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.